without a heroine. Caesar's glamorous name gives the work its title, but the man himself is not the great soldier and statesman of history, but someone weaker, more willful, more elusive, more human. The Honourable Brutus, the most sympathetic of the conspirators, is unwise. He's almost a fool. Cassius is a troublemaker. Antony is a diplomat. Shakespeare brings to life a world at once familiar and strange, where argument is both clear and irrational. Male friendship is deep and it's betrayed. Wives are valued and they're ignored. Coldly idealistic, full of ghosts and of echoes, Rome is a great empty marble city with a fountain of blood at its centre.
We present William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Rome, 1924. A wave of fascism is sweeping Europe. Julius Caesar, an Italian self-styled dictator, with the armed assistance of the paramilitary squadristi, overcomes a liberal alliance and declares himself Il Duce. To the true republicans of Rome, this is an intolerable affront. A group of conspirators plan his removal. We present Julius Caesar.
Circola almeno un poco del sangue dei legionari di Roma. Il mio appello alla nazione cadrebbe forse nel voto.
So, you idle creatures, get you home.
Eh? Is this a holiday? What, know you not being mechanical? You ought not walk upon a labouring day without the sign of your profession. Speak, what trade art thou?
Why, sir, a carpenter.
Where is thy leather apron and thy rule? What dost thou with thy best apparel on?
Huh? You, sir, what trade are you?
Well, truly, sir, in respect of a farm workman, I am butcher, as you would say, goblin.
But what trade art thou? Answer me directly.
What trade, sir, that I open my ewes with a safe conscience, which is indeed, sir, a mender of bad souls.
What trade, thou knave? Thou naughty knave, what trade?
Nay, I beseech you, sir, be not out with me. Yet, if you be out, sir, I commend you.
What meanst thou by that? Mend me? Thou saucy fellow.
Why, sir, gobble you?
Thou art a cobbler, art thou?
Well, truly, sir, all that I live by is with thee all. I meddle with no tradesmen's matters, nor women's matters, but with all. I am indeed, sir, a surgeon to old shoes. When they are in great danger, I recover them. As proper men as ever trod upon each leather are gone upon my handiwork.
But wherefore art not in thy shop today? What? Why dost thou lead these men about the streets?
Well, truly, sir, to wear out the shoes, to get myself into more work. But indeed, sir, we make holiday to see Caesar and rejoice in his triumph.
Wherefore rejoice? What conquest brings he home? What tributaries follow him to Rome, to grace in captive bonds his chariot wheels? You blocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things. Oh, you hard hearts, you cruel men of Rome, knew you not Pompey? Many a time and oft have you climbed up to walls and battlements, to towers and windows, yea, to chimney tops, your infants in your arms, and there have sat the livelong day with patient expectation to see great Pompey past the streets of Rome. And when you saw his chariot but appear, have you not made an universal shout? The Tiber trembled underneath her banks to hear the replication of your sounds made in her concave shores? And do you now put on your best attire? And do you now cull out a holiday? And do you now strew flowers in his way that comes in triumph over Pompey's blood? Oh! Be gone. Run to your houses. Fall upon your knees. Pray to the gods to intermit the plague that needs must light on this ingratitude.
Go, go, good countrymen, and for this fault assemble all the poor men of your sort. Draw them to